Although U.S. forces have captured top al-Qaeda members, they are still searching for Osama bin Laden. Bin Laden was last seen in a videotape released in 2001. It's not clear whether he's dead or alive. The CIA believes bin Laden is most likely hiding somewhere along the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. New Yorker writer Jane Mayer says some intelligence types believe the war on Iraq is draining attention and resources from the war on al-Qaeda. Although U.S. officials have been close to getting bin Laden on a number of occasions, they've encountered some false alarms.
Just this last March, there was what was thought to be a suspicious caravan that they thought had bin Laden among the travelers in Balochistan, in a corner of the world that's known as the Devil's Triangle. And there was a mobilization of CIA operatives and special forces to try to close in on this caravan, and they were hoping bin Laden would be among them. They intercepted a telephone call from bin Laden's son to someone nearby, and they thought this group might be bin Laden trying to escape Pakistan.
So he's still thought to be in the border area between Pakistan and Afghanistan.
That is what the consensus seems to be. There are people who think he still may be dead, but for the most part, there seems to be a growing belief within our intelligence community and that of our allies that he's alive and in the border area between Pakistan and Afghanistan, on the Pakistani side.
Alive, but in what kind of shape?
Well, the last videotape of him provoked a lot of talk among the kinds of people who analyze these things because he seemed to be somewhat impaired physically. He didn't gesticulate the way he usually does, and he seemed like he might have been injured on one side, they thought. But he certainly was still sending out messages, apparently. He sent a letter to his mother, reportedly, saying that he was fine and that she has to be patient and that he was in a safe spot. And he has sent out other letters encouraging sort of fellow terrorists.
But he hasn't put out any videotapes, so maybe he is impaired.
Well, there's a thought that if he is, he's been known in the past to be both vain and concerned about his image enough that he wouldn't want to be seen as being in a weakened position. Though someone at the CIA suggested to me perhaps he's just run out of videotape.
Wouldn't you think that he would have a lot of security around him and that would make it more noticeable? He would be in a big group.
What I was told by people who are close to Pakistani intelligence figures who supposedly know the most about this say that he is in the center of a series of concentric circles. And rather than drawing attention to himself with a big clump of people, he has people right around him, just his sons and maybe a couple other people, who have sworn that if he is found, they will so-called martyr him, kill him, rather than let him be taken alive. And then there are circles of tribal elders and then villagers and sentries beyond them, so that the word can travel in, as a warning if they feel that he's being closed in upon.
Any idea how many U.S. personnel are involved in this search?
Though Pakistan is, of course, our ally in the war on terrorism, we are forbade from having U.S. troops in Pakistan. It's considered an infringement of their sovereignty, and it would create political problems for them. So while we've got the hunt for Saddam Hussein taking place with hundreds of thousands of troops in Iraq, we have no troops, really, in Pakistan. We have some covert operatives, and that's about it. But it's an oddity that one could know so much about bin Laden and have so much conjecture about where he is, even down to about 150 miles, yet be unable to just go in and snatch him.
Is it controlled by the government or by tribes?
Well, that's the big question. The Pakistanis say they just can't exert more control there because they don't have authority in that area. It's a tribal region and full of people who are sympathetic at least to the Taliban, if not to al-Qaeda. And it's an area that of growing kind of fundamentalist fervor. At the same time, many people I interviewed said that in the past, the government in Islamabad's been able to get all kinds of fugitives by leaning on them. So many people are asking, how hard is Islamabad trying?
So you've got Osama bin Laden, Mullah Omar, Saddam Hussein, and the weapons of mass destruction. None of this can be found.
Given the situation of hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops in Iraq, you're much more likely to find Saddam Hussein before you find Osama bin Laden. And in fact, an awful lot of the people at the CIA feel that the war in Iraq is draining attention and resources from the war on al-Qaeda. And there is a finite number of people at the CIA who speak Arabic and who understand this part of the world and can operate there. And almost all of them have been deployed now to Iraq. They're no longer looking for bin Laden.
Writer Jane Mayer. Her latest article, The Search for Osama, is published in the August 4th issue of The New Yorker.